Alana's heart clawed its way into her throat.
2 months?
She gasped.
We can't. Mom will kill me.
Better Jedi Solo than this one,
Willem said darkly.
At least you will have 2 good months before you die,
Doherty agreed.
It will be fun. We can hunt.
Alana frowned and tapped the chrono on her datapad.
You don't understand. Barb and I are supposed to be in the infirmary in 15 minutes.
Tassar took the datapad and tossed it into the nest.
This one is sorry, he said. You're going to be late.
Barv rumbled an ominous Ramoan warning, swearing on his ancestors' tusks that he was going to be there when Valen and Gisela awakened. The Barabels, of course, ignored the sacred vow, which was a big mistake. A heartbeat later, there were lightsabers popping and sizzling. Then Barv tossed a Barabel out of the hatch behind him, and things started to get ugly. Alana drew a big breath, then called on the Force the way her mother had taught her the last time they had rendezvoused on Chidu Maad.
Hey!
She yelled. 5 sets of startled eyes turned to look at her. When a quick check with the glow rod revealed that no one was missing any actual limbs, Alana stepped into the middle of the group and looked up at them.
We can work this out.
The Barabels looked doubtful, and Basil grumbled that he wasn't going to miss the thawing. But when Alana locked gazes with Tassar, the Barabel reluctantly thumped his newly shortened tail against the filthy permacrete.
How?
He asked.
You're just worried that Barv and I will tell someone about your nest, right?
She asked.
Because you have to know we're not going to sneak down here to try to eat your eggs.
The Barabels exchanged glances, studied Basil doubtfully for a moment, then finally seemed to come to a decision.
Nobody is going to eat our eggs,
Willem declared. He shot a warning glare at Basil.
This one will be here to make sure that never happens.
That's what I thought,
Alana said. When a queen sees progress, she must be quick to build on it. That's what her mother always said about sponsoring negotiations.
So we've just got the secret to deal with. What if we trade?
Trade?
Doherty asked.
Trade what?
Secrets,
Alana replied.
I'll tell you guys a big secret. That way Barv and I will never say anything about your nest to anyone, because then you could tell everyone my secret.
The Barabels glanced at one another for a moment. Then Zal said,
This is a very big secret. As big as our nest.
Alana smiled.
Trust me, it is. If you ever reveal it, I'm dead.
Dead?
Tassar repeated.
Really dead,
Alana said.
Within a year, for sure.
The Barabels didn't even have to look at one another. They simply nodded. And Doherty said,
Dead is big enough,